KID crew, today you'll get a chance to hear from the Rich Media family, and they'll share what makes it feel like Christmas for them. We'll start with owner and CEO Richard Meekum.
Well, I tell you, Joanne, in the first Christmas that jumped out at me was the first year I graduated from college in 1981. We were absolutely flat broke. We moved back to Maryland, where I got my first radio job, and so we spent our first Christmas back in Maryland at my parents' house. And of course, on the 21st of December, I mean, we had no money, we had no insurance. I'd been in my first radio job for a month, and our first daughter was born on the 21st of December, 4 days before Christmas. And we got my wife, my dear wife Janine, out of the hospital as fast as we could. I mean, she was in there for one day, and it cost us $6,000.
Oh man!
So we get to Christmas, and I've got $30. I gave 15 to Janine, and I kept 15, and so to buy each other a Christmas gift. And I still remember to this day, Jolene, going down the stairs and seeing my little daughter Kristen under the tree in a little bassinet kind of a thing. And Janine bought me an exercise wheel, so apparently she thought I'd gotten a little out of shape during my college years, and thought if nothing else, I could start to tighten up my stomach again. But that was our first Christmas in Maryland with $30 and a new baby.
Wow. What a wonderful gift, a new bundle of joy. And I bet you guys remember those $15 gifts.
I may still have that wheel somewhere, and I can still see the little basket. I can still see the little basket with the red and white checking in the middle of it, on the inside of it. And here's my little 4-day-old daughter.
That is a wonderful, wonderful memory. That's the beginning for sure. What other memory stands out to you?
Jolene, this one just gave me a flashback that wasn't even on my list. And it may be incredibly irreverent, so if you need to edit it out, I can handle it. When I was going to college, my parents, we came home for Christmas, and my little sister, who was quite a bit younger than the rest of us, like 4 or 5 years old, and in my house, nobody went downstairs or came upstairs for Christmas until my dad was ready to go. And so we're sitting up there on the second floor, and my little sister's out in the hallway. It's like, come on, Dad, let's go. And my dad was so proper. You know, he had to take his shower and comb his hair or anything. It's just, and then Chris or Alice is out there. Come on, Dad, let's go down. And my dad comes out, and some people will recognize this and some won't, but it can go either way. My dad comes out, and my little sister Allison goes again. Come on, Dad, let's go down. And my dad goes, we will go down. And some of you may recognize that line, some of you may not. But my mom punched him in the shoulder and told my dear father how irreverent he was. Anyway, my dad was really a funny guy, and I laughed my head off.
Well, now we know where you got your humor, Richard.
Oh my gosh, don't blame that on my poor father.
What other memories over the years kind of come to your mind as you start reminiscing?
Well, you know, it's funny, the first after we moved from Maryland to Las Vegas, and, you know, you're sitting there in December, and I'd never been in a December where, you know, it was like 75 degrees outside. So we buy a Christmas tree, and by the time Christmas morning hits, this thing is browned out and dead as a doornail. And we had literally moved out there the first part of December. We didn't know where to eat, where to go, what to do. And so, you know, there's needles all over the house. And by the time we're done opening presents, we didn't have anything to eat in the house yet. I mean, we've literally been in that house for just a few days. And so we went to the local 7-Eleven and bought the kids hot dogs and Slurpees. And then we went into town and saw the movie The Three Amigos with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase. and I can tell you one of the most uninspirational, unspiritual Christmases in our history. I mean, who does Christmas with three amigos in 7-Eleven with a dead Christmas tree? That was our first Christmas in Vegas.
Hot dogs and Slurpees. I bet every time you see a Slurpee, it brings back some memories.
And a terrible movie.
Not one of their finest moments, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't. Can I give you a finish with a real positive one?
I would love it.
You know, my parents, well, they're kind of two that are related. My parents love to send out Christmas cards, and we'd always have a family program on Christmas Eve. And I remember one year, my parents, the cards were late getting printed and everything. And we have like 600 cards. And this is back in the day when you had to lick the stamps. And
oh,
so
yes.
We're sitting there in the dining room licking stamps. And there were four of us, and each one of us licked about 150 stamps. And about the time we were done, our tongues were so swollen and sticky and awful. And then my mom goes, okay, let's have the Christmas program. And I said, are you kidding me? I can hardly open my mouth. And she got so mad at us, she walked out of the house. That was another memorable Christmas Eve. But I'll bring it back to a great conclusion for me. My parents were just absolutely amazing people. And we were blessed to have some pretty good voices in our family. And we would do our traditional Christmas program. And we would sing, sit around the piano and sing Christmas carols. And then my parents would sit down and they would go through the birth of the Savior. They'd do the Matthew version, the Luke version, and the Book of Mormon version. And then I remember, this is one of the most powerful things that's ever happened to me in my life. My parents would each bear their personal witness of the Savior and his birth and the importance of his life in all of our lives and the great blessings and sacrifice that he made, that, you know, that we could one day be together as families. And it was, you know, when your parents are looking you in the eye and sharing their personal feelings about Jesus Christ on Christmas Eve, it was just so powerful. And so, just so you know, all my Christmases aren't a joke. And the traditional programs that we had as a family really instilled a feeling of for me as a kid and growing up, that this life is so much more than this life. And there are so many reasons for us to be kind and gracious to each other and look for opportunities to serve others. And I think that's sort of been a premise of my life that was built on Christmas tradition.
I love that, Richard. And what a gift that your parents gave to you. That testimony is something that you still carry with you.
It was and is. As a matter of fact, it's funny you should say that. I just noticed, and I hope it didn't beep through on the interview, but I just noticed my mother was giving me a call. She just turned 95 about a week ago, and her mind is still clear as a bell. And I'll tell you, I attribute it to her lifestyle and her testimony and her conviction of the importance of this life. And you talk about someone who's looked for every opportunity to reach out to others. And it's just, like I said, it was just a nice wrap up to the year and a lead off to the new year to have that program every Christmas Eve.
What a great tradition.